Shalom to all. Today we're learning Yerushalmi Sukkah, Perek Dalet, near the end of explaining Halacha Aleph, and the Ezra Tursa Daf is on Chaf Aleph on Beis, about halfway through the Gemara, with the words of Yechon Amar L'Rebchia Barba, and the article Tursa Daf is on Chaf Gimel Amar Aleph, about 8 lines in. And today's Daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar Batsim Yaakov Moshe, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So Mar says, Rabbi Yechon Amar L'Rebchia Barba, Bavlaya, you Babylonians, train meal and sulkin bidechon. There's two things that you brought up with you, I mean, there's two things the Babylonians brought up to Eretz Yisrael, and it became an accepted custom. Number one, Mipshitusa Tanisa, prostrating on a tainis, meaning when they said Tachanu, they would fully prostrate themselves on the floor. And Varufta Diyamishviaya, the fact that on Shana Rabba, we do Chibata Rava, we hit that Rava on the ground. And Rabban Tekisaran Armin, they said Afada, Makazta, even this concept of Makazta, which means jumping, in other words, they skip parts of Hal and Rosh Chodesh, and we don't say the full Halal, that also came from Bavel. Rab Sima and Mifkid Le'in Dem Chajben, Rab Sima instructed those who made the Chajben of when to set the months of the year, Yavun Daitchon, you should be very careful. Make sure not to establish the calendar in a way that Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out on Shabbos and that Arav is going to fall out on Shabbos. That's because they're not Daicha Shabbos, so we're not going to be able to blow Shaifer and we're not going to be able to do Chibut Arav. Or Vinet Chakson, if you're pushed and you have to do so, Avdin Tkiyasa, establish Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, V'loy Tavdin Aravta, and don't do Arav on Shabbos. That's because Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. So at least if day one of Rosh Hashanah is going to be on Shabbos and we can't blow Shaifer, so day two will blow Shaifer. But Arava, Hashan Rabba, make sure it's not on Shabbos, because it's not Daicha Shabbos, and we need to be able to do Chibud Arava of Hashan Rabba. And on to Halacha Beis, the Mishnah tells us Mitzvah Lulav Ketzad. What's the Mitzvah of Lulav? We said in the Mishnah that we take Lulav if Shabbos falls on the first day, so how do we do this? Answer is, Kol Ha'am Melech Solovim L'Har Bayis. Everyone brings their Lulav to Har Bayis Erev Shabbos. V'chazonim Mekabon Miyadon, and the Chazonim, who are basically the Gabayim, they take people's Lulav from them. V'sodin Arsan Al-Gago Itztaba, and they arrange it on the top of the Itztaba, which is like a roofed and benched area on Har Bayis. The elderly people, they put theirs in a lishka, in a room, in a chamber. And we teach everyone to say, "Call me Shegiu Lavi Biyadai." Anyone who my lulav reaches his hand, it's a present for him. Now, lamachros, the next day, meaning on Shabbos, mashkimin ubayin. Everyone wakes up early and they come. And then hachazanim mizarkin lefneim. The chazanim throw their love in front of them. Vehim machatvin, and they grab them. Makinishes chaverit. Each one hits the other guy, trying to get his own lulav. Now, shro bezin shayubayin desakano. When bezin saw that it came to be a danger, his skin shake called Echav Echav Neto Beisai, they're just attacking that everyone takes it in their own house. So the Gemara tells us Rabbi Yaakov Jeremiah Bai. Rabbi Yaakov Jeremiah suggests as follows: Masisa de loik Reb Daisa. Aramish does not like Reb Daisa. Reb Daisa says as follows: Beshachris in the morning, Chav Beis Amud Alpha on top, Adam Tsar Chulaymar, a person has to say, Kol Mashi Yilkatu Anim Hayoim Mibain Amarim, anything the Anim take today from among the Amarim, Hefker should be Hefker. Hare you Hefker, it's Hefker. What's this referring to? So we know there's a din of Lekat Shechem Peah, certain parts of the field are left for Anim, and what comes along with this din is that whatever these anim take home is potter from maestris. They don't have to take maestro off of it. Now the problem is that many times anim go in and they take what they're not supposed to. Maybe they don't realize, or they do realize and they're just unscrupulous. Bottom line is though, they're coming home with produce that didn't have maestro taken off of it and is chayiv to have maestro taken off of it because it's not considered like a chicher peah. So Rabbi Daisa says that in the morning, the farmer's supposed to wake up, or the field owner, whoever he is, and he has to say that whatever the anim take today is hefker. And that way it's potter from maestro. Now Rabbi Yuda says, say Erev, he has to say that in the evening. He can't say that in the morning. They haven't picked it yet. They haven't taken anything yet. He can't say it now. He only has to say it in the evening after they already took it home. Now, the reason why Abjasa argues is because it's out of his rishos. Once they took it home, it's not in farmer's rishos anymore, so he can't say that it's hefker. Now, Chacham say, Ein hefker anasim hefker she'ein onachrim l'ramayin. Hefker for anasim, for people who are stealing things or taking things, that's not called hefker because we're not responsible for people aramayim who are swindlers and cheaters and ganavim. And therefore, not only is there absolutely no reason for the owner to make these things hefker, but it doesn't even work. So the question is, Tamana Tamar in hefker anasim hefker. Over there, the Chum just said hefker fanasim is not hefker, but Vahacha Tamar hefker anasim hefker. Over here, we say hefker fanasim is hefker. Over here in our Mishnah, we have said that everyone deposits their lulavim in the base of Mikdash before Shabbos, and they're taught to make this declaration that whoever ends up with my lulav, if I don't find my own lulav, if somebody else ends up taking it, don't worry, he could have it. It's a present. How are we saying that? It's a direct contradiction to what we just said regarding Lekat Shechem Peah. Rabbi Elazar explains, Taman over there al daita hu mivkar. He's doing it al das. He's doing it because he wants to. In our Mishnah, he wants his lulav to be hefker. He wants it to be a present for the fellow who took it because he wants him to be yotze lulav, and he also wants to be able to yotze with whoever's lulav he ended up with. From Hacha over here with Lekat Shechem Peah, Arkoichel Mavaker, he's making it hefker against his will. Nanim took what they shouldn't have, and you're going to say, go make it hefker so that they don't have a problem with Trumas and Maestris. That's against the will, and that's why it doesn't work. And Rav Chananya, Braid Rav Hillel, Vyos, this is true because Tedel Chashukin, you should know this is so, Shekvar Chiluf of Biyadai, because it's exchanges is already in his hands. As we had said, he already has a different lulav in his hands, and that's why, in the case of our Mishnah, the hefger does work. Now, Rav Mifkid Lul Beis Ravasi, Rav instructed the householder Ravasi, and Rav Hamnuna Mifkid Lachavraya, Rav Hamnuna instructed Talmid in the Beis Medrash, Katahavin Yovin Matona B'yom Etava, when you give your lulav and esrog as a present to somebody else on Yontif, so they could be Yetzer the Chiyuv, Loitavin Yovin La El Das Gemura, you have to give it over with 100% Das. It can't be that you retain some of it for yourself, because that's not considered a Matona, then they're not Yetzer the Chiyuv of Lulav. Kadar Vhuna Yav Esrog Matona Lebrei, as a Gravhuna, when he would give his esrog as a present to his son, Amrali, he told him, In Yom Etava Yom Edain, if today is Yom Tev, Hariyul Chamatona, it's a present for you. In Lamachar, if it's tomorrow, Hariyul Chamatona, it's a present for you then. It's referring to people of Chutz Aretz who keep 2 days of Yontif. That's because it's Sveika de Yoima. We're not so sure which day actually is the real Yontif. And so we see from the fact that Rav Huna told him that the Esrog is yours 100%, whether today's Yontif or tomorrow's Yontif. So we see he's not just giving it to him in order to be Yotze the Mitzvah and then he's expecting it back. He's saying just keep it for the whole day, today and tomorrow. That's considered a 100% full-fledged Matana, and that's the proper way to give it over so the other person could be Yotze. And the Alchagim of the Mishnah tells us Mitzvah Sarava Ketzad. What's the Mitzvah of Arava? So Makam Hayelamatim Yerushalayim Nikra Maitza. There's a place below Yerushalayim called Maitza. There still is a place below Yerushalayim called Maitza. V'yardin L'sham, and they would go down there. Malakim Misham Murbius Shal Arava, and would cut from there branches of Aravais. Ubayin V'zaykun Oysam Mitzida Mizbeach, and they would come and surround them on the sides of the Mizbeach. V'rashen Kfufin Al Gabeh Mizbeach, and the tops of these branches were bent over the top of the Mizbeach, so they were really tall branches. V'taku Ve'iru V'taku, and they would blow Tkiya Atru and Tkiya. Now B'chol Yom Kippur Sam Mizbeach Pamachas. Every single day of Sukkot, they would walk around the Mizbeach once. V'aymer, and they would say, Ana Hashem Hashiyana, Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, they would say as follows, Ani Vahu Hashiyana, I and him Hashiyana, Ani Vahu Hashiyana. Now Oysa Yom, that day, which is the last day, it's Hashan Rabbah, Mekivin HaMizbeach, Sheva Pa'amim, they would surround the Mizbeach 7 times, and Mishas Petirasim Ahin Omrin, when they would leave, when they were walking away, this final day of Hashan Rabbah, what would they say? Yoyfil HaMizbeach, Yoyfil HaMizbeach, there's beauty to Mizbeach, and that's because Mizbeach brings about a kapara for Avonis. And Rabbi Elazar Omer, he said, Leka Ulecha Mizbeach, Leka Ulecha Mizbeach, that's what we say. Says the Gemara, Ma'u Maitza, what's this lashon of Maitza? The answer is, Memtsaya, it's a lashon of being excluded. Maitza is like an exclusion of sort, and it got this name because they were excluded from taxes. And Rav Tanchuma says something similar, Kloinaya Havashma, its name was Kloinaya. Kloinaya is very similar, it means a free person, and that's because they were free of taxes. Amar Kapar Amar, he tells us, how tall were these Murbius, were these branches of Arava? V'gavan Achasas Rei Amma, they were 11 Ammas tall. And Rav Yisra says, Masisa Amar Kain. Our Mishnah tells us this, what do the Mishnah say? Roshein Kfufin Letzdadei Mizbeach, that the tops of these branches were bent over the Mizbeach. Now the Mizbeach was 9 Ammas tall. That's not including the horns and the corners, which were extra Amma. Just the regular Mizbeach itself was 9 Ammas. And if you want something to be bent over the top of the Mizbeach and not just resting on the Mizbeach, it means it would extend an Amma upwards and then bend down an Amma. So that's a total of 11 Ammas. Again, 9 for the height of the Mizbeach and then 1 up and 1 down. That's a total of 11. Rav Zaira Shalach Shal Rav Daniel Brid Rav Katina. Rav Zaira sent a message and asked Rav Daniel Brid Rav Katina. Have you ever heard the following from your father? Number one, to una bracha, is there a chiv to make a bracha on this mitzvah of arava or no? Maybe since it's a drabbanon, there's no bracha. Also, when he tells b'fnei atzma, is it taken on its own? Or when we're talking about outside of the Beis Hamikdash, maybe we could just be yotze with the lulav that's inside the arava. And number three, v'yesh la shir, does it have a particular shir or no? Now he didn't answer this. However, Asra of Evu Bar Nagrin, he said b'shem Rav Chana. Amar time when he gave a reason to this or he gave an answer to this. Number one, to una bracha, they do require bracha. Number two, when he tells b'fnei atzma, it has to be taken on its own. It's a separate thing. However, v'yesh la shir loy shamati, in regards to a shir, I don't know. Now Taman Amrin over there, they said Rav Sheshes Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, they argue. Chanam, one of them says shloy shabade alin, 3 branches with leaves. Whereas V'chor Amar, the other one says afilu bad echad, it could even be just 1 bad, 1 branch of aravais. Now Tony, we have a bris with Bali Mumin, the kohanim that did this arava, they were makif the mizbech, they walked on the mizbech with these aravais, they could be Bali Mumin. That's not a problem. Now Rav Shem Lakish Bal Kumir Biyechana, how could that be? Bali Mumin chnasim bein ulam la mizbech. Bali Mumin are allowed to go in between the ulam and the mizbech. That's the western side of the mizbech. That's in between the ulam and the mizbech. They're allowed to be there. That's not so. We have a mishnah Maseches Kelim that lists different levels of kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash itself, and one of them is bein ulam la mizbech. The Bali Mumin are not allowed to walk there. So how could we say that the kohanim who did hakafas arava of the mizbech were allowed to be Bali Mumin? From Lehi respond to him, ksheirim hayu, they were kosher. In other words, the emphasis of the brisa is that these Bali Mumin are allowed to do this, and the whole isser of Bali Mumin being in between the ulam and the mizbeach as if they're just stam walking around, so then they're not allowed to be there. In other words, they have no purpose, they have nothing that they're supposed to be doing, so they're not allowed to be between the ulam and mizbeach because they're Bali Mumin, so they can't be in this higher level of kedusha place. But since they are doing something now, out. They're being makif the mizbeach without ravais, so it's perfectly fine, and they could go in between the ulam and mizbeach. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Gemara explaining the lashonis that we use in the Mishnah of aniva hayashiana and lakol cha mizbeach and what the significance of those is. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.